The city of Elkhart, Indiana, is known as the RV capital of the world.
Not such a great thing to be 3 years ago when the recession hit and demand for recreational vehicles came to a screeching halt. Elkhart saw its unemployment rate soar to 20%, which was the highest in the nation at that time.
President Obama has gone to Elkhart twice, promising stimulus funding to kickstart the manufacturing of electric vehicles. As NPR's David Shaper reports, those jobs haven't materialized, but the economy of Elkhart is slowly recovering.
From the outside, the Think Electric Vehicle Factory in Elkhart, Indiana, looks deserted. There's not a single car in the parking lot. The doors are all locked, the windows dark. It's not until you wander all the way around to the back of this 200,000-square-foot facility that there's a sign of life. One door left slightly ajar. And inside, several dozen brightly colored tiny electric cars sit in neat rows. Rodney Smith is a supervisor of this plant for the company Think EV.
All these cars are finished.
All of these, the red and the black ones?
Red, blue, and black. They're all finished, they're ready to go. We could hop in one of these and go down the road right now.
There are about 120 of these road-ready models called the Think City, a little two-seat, fully electric coupe that has a range of about 100 miles before it needs to be recharged. Smith says there are 32 more cars, not yet fully assembled, waiting for parts to come in. When they do, he and another worker finish putting the cars together.
That's currently what we're doing. We're just in a standby position, and we're continuing to sell cars. We're continuing to produce cars. It's just the two of us that are here.
That's right. Just two employees work in this plant. It's a far cry from the more than 400 the Think company promised to hire 2 years ago. Backed by federal stimulus funding, Think announced plans to produce thousands of electric cars in Elkhart. Other companies promised to make cars and trucks and their parts here, too. As Elkhart County set out to jumpstart its flatlining economy with electric vehicles.
Our goal is to be the capital of this potentially massive industry of tomorrow.
That's Indiana's Republican Governor Mitch Daniels in his 2010 State of the State address. But 2 years later, Elkhart's electric buzz has all but gone bust. Some of the startups never started up. There are batteries and electric trucks being made, but at nowhere near the level anticipated. Think has only sold about 200 of the cars assembled at Elkhart, while its parent company, Think Global of Norway, filed for bankruptcy last summer.
They're still here, but the results were not anywhere near what we thought they would be.
That's Elkhart Mayor Dick Moore.
I thought there could be 1,000 jobs in that plant as this thing took off.
Clearly, that hasn't happened.
Perhaps we as Americans just can't get over the enjoyment, the love that we have to get behind the wheel of a big, powerful automobile. Maybe that's a part of our problem. I don't know.
But even those interested in driving small, quiet electric vehicles have concerns about the battery life and the range, as well as the cost. The Think cars are rather expensive for such a tiny little thing, more than $40,000 before government tax credits and incentives. Think has a troubled financial history, too, and faces growing competition in the electric car market. Meanwhile, there's been a surprisingly strong rebirth of sorts in what had been a moribund industry making recreational vehicles.
This is a one-of-a-kind machine.
Steve Bowen is showing off a new saw that is cutting pieces of composite siding for RVs on the floor of the Vixen Composites factory in Elkhart.
We make a lightweight composite panel. We can paint it any color you want it. We can cut it any size you want it.
Demand for such RV components is up, and many factories in and around Elkhart are humming once again and hiring.
Rumors of our demise have been greatly exaggerated.
Greg Four is president of Vixen's parent company, the Dicor Corporation, and is also chairman of the Recreational Vehicle Industry Association. Four says the industry's downturn was brutal, with business falling off close to 60%. But demand for RVs, he says, has come back strong. Last year, the industry produced more than 250,000 RVs. That's 100,000 more units than the low water mark in 2009. And Ford believes the market for motorhomes, travel trailers, and campers is here to stay.
People are still going to enjoy the lake, their kids, their relatives, the other campers, their beer, their ball games, their hot dogs. It's the way it's going to be.
Among the lessons of the deep recession, RV manufacturers now offer more lower-cost models, as well as more lightweight, fuel-efficient, and green RVs. But one thing that hasn't changed, says Ford, is that the fortunes of this city of 51,000 just south of the Michigan border are intricately linked to this one industry. How much so? Consider this. Nearly half of all of the jobs in Elkhart County are in manufacturing. In fact, no county in the country has a greater share of its jobs in manufacturing than Elkhart. And fully half of the manufacturing jobs here are in the making of RVs and their parts. Turning to electric vehicles to try to diversify the economy made some sense, as Elkhart is centrally located, has plenty of factory space, a supply chain in place, and a ready workforce.
It was a risk.
But Dorinda Hayden-Guss of Elkhart County's Economic Development Corporation says at the time it was a risk worth taking.
We were the highest unemployment rate in the entire country. We did not have any other opportunities of this significance that we were pursuing at the time.
Hayden-Guss and others hope Indiana-made electric cars can still take off. But the heavy focus on this new, unproven industry rubs some in Elkhart the wrong way.
It didn't work out. It's obvious it didn't work out.
Michael Pierce is an account manager for a supplier to the RV industry, enjoying a beer and a burger at a popular Elkhart bar called Wings, etc.
You know, the president comes here, and no disrespect to the president, but, you know, when you got the leader of the whole country here, and he's promising you this and promising you that, and it doesn't happen, it's pretty disheartening.
Actually, the administration delivered what it promised, grants to companies wanting to make electric vehicles. It's those companies that haven't delivered the jobs. And others say Elkhart needed to try something new, as the economy here still suffers. On Friday nights like this one, Wings used to be packed with a line out the door. But on this night, there are still several empty tables. Mark Elliott, who works in maintenance in a manufacturing plant, says the recent uptick in Elkhart is somewhat disappointing.
I think the problem with our economy here is the jobs are coming back, but the wages is almost cut in half. Am I right? I mean, you go back from, you had a job of $1,200 a week, and now you're going back to $600 a week. So what good did that do you?
And others around Elkhart say while there are now many fewer people out of work, they're still nervous about the future. With gas prices headed up, they worry that the RV industry, and thus the economy here in Elkhart, could tank again. David Shaper, NPR News.